Hello there, my babe, and welcome back. Whether you are listening on the podcast or you are watching on the YouTube channel, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, all the things. So if you are watching on the YouTube channel, then you've probably noticed this is going to be an audio-only episode. I did not feel like setting up a whole camera today. I just wanted to come on here and chat with y'all. So hopefully it's all good with you. Let me know in the comments if you ever have any questions or you want me to clarify on anything that we talk about. In this video, I'm going to be talking about automation, specifically when it comes to eliminating decision fatigue. So all these words sound really cool and complicated, but it's actually really, really simple concepts. Decision fatigue is basically what happens when you have way too many options. You haven't clearly laid out your boundaries with yourself or with other people. Depending on the situation, you always have to make a decision on the spot. Every day you wake up and you have to figure out what you want to wear. You have to figure out how you want to dress. You have to figure out how you're going to present yourself. You're going to have to figure out what you're going to eat, what workout you're going to do, how often you're going to work out. Are you going to read? Are you going to listen to music? Are you going to listen to a podcast? What color are you going to paint your nails? And the list goes on and on, right? There's so many options out here. Even when it comes down to like, what kind of show are you going to watch? There's so many different genres. There's so many different new movies and new shows coming out every day. And then it's like, oh, well, what streaming platform are you going to subscribe to? There's Netflix, Hulu, Prime, YouTube Premium. Like, there's so many options with every single decision you may have to make every single day. While I love me some options, sometimes it can get really exhausting, especially when we're having days where maybe we're feeling low energy, we're not at our regular level of joy or peace. Maybe there's stressful situations happening, or you're fine, there's nothing going wrong, but you're just tired. You're like tired of having to choose, having to always decide. Well, this is where automation comes in. What is automation? A simple definition of automation is the technique of making an apparatus, a process, or a system operate automatically. The key word here is automatically. So whatever decisions we have to make during the day, we make them beforehand, and that way we create a system or a series of options for ourselves. And that way it's almost like an automatic decision. So an example of an automation in your personal life can be deciding the kinds of clothes you're going to wear. So maybe you know that you like certain styles. You can pretty much automate any decision in your life. And that way you've decided one time, you figured out how you want to do a certain thing or the type of clothes you want to wear, the types of colors that you want to wear consistently, certain baseline level decisions that you can decide once and then act accordingly every time. So you no longer have to think about it each and every day because it's almost like an automatic decision. Some examples of some automations that I have for myself personally, I've automated my exercise routine. So I've committed and made the decision that I will exercise for 45 minutes, 3 times a week minimum. The specific day that I do the workout or the type of workout I do is irrelevant. It doesn't matter to me. That's something that I can decide on the spot and it's not going to fatigue me because I like being able to decide. But maybe for you, you don't want to have to pick the type of workout you're going to do. Maybe you need to come up with more decisions, more automations ahead of time, so that way you can stick to a predetermined routine with ease. So maybe for you, you've decided, okay, you're going to work out 3 times a week for at least 45 minutes, And maybe you go and pick out a few free YouTube videos of specific workouts, or you go and write down the specific workouts you're going to do, how many sets you're going to do, how many reps you're going to do, literally everything to the smallest, simplest detail if you need to. Remember, this is all up to you. It's about making your life easier. So give yourself room to be flexible and spontaneous, but make the decisions that are less important to you ahead of time. And that way you can have more fun with the decisions that you do get to make every day. You can automate your diet. You can automate certain boundaries in your relationships. Maybe you haven't had those firm boundaries for yourself in the past. And so moving forward, you need to examine how far is too far and how can you communicate in a way that fosters healthy relationships. And then once you've made that decision on how you handle certain situations, you apply it everywhere, every single time, without exceptions. You don't even have to think about it. You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel shame. You apply the boundary every single time. End of story. Now, of course, with anything, we're not going to be perfect 100% of the time. There's always going to be room for error and room for balance, making your own decisions, using your best judgment in any given situation. But overall, you need to have certain boundaries for yourself and for others. This is just to protect you and make your life a lot easier. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.